something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara, and a voice you might be familiar with. Nikki Byrne from Westlife is on the phone. Morning, Nikki.
Morning, Trina. How are you?
I'm great. And I'm devastated at the same time. I'm a bit teary today because I've just been having a look at the Westlife video for the new single called My Blood. And for any parents, here's some tips. Do not look at it if you're in work at the moment. If your children are not right beside you, don't look at it, because I feel so guilty. I miss her terribly. I only saw her 2 hours ago. I saw my two-year-old. This video is all about your kids and your family, isn't it?
It's very emotional. Job done. That's what we wanted. Box ticked. 10 Westlife kids is what we have now. Three, Kimmy, three, Shane, three, and Mark has just had a brand new baby, Layla. So 10 kids. And this particular song was written by Ed Sheeran and Steve Mack. And Ed, I sometimes wonder, has Ed been born before and lived another life? Because he's not a parent himself yet, and he's able to write these outstanding lyrics which touch on everything from anxieties and, you know, children's growing up, even to parents' anxieties while parenting children, and there's elements of bullying in the lyrics.
Yeah.
But it's a special song, and we wanted to take all our kids to work for the day, and they love shooting the video.
Yeah.
We actually shot it out in Bray, out where Dancing with the Stars is filmed in that studio.
Oh. Okay.
A couple of months back.
Yeah.
You were saying
about Ed Sheeran not being a parent yet. I don't know about that one. Do you remember the photograph that was going around the baby that looked the image of Ed Sheeran? So you never know.
Well,
you can't always be sure. You're always afraid of that knock on the door 15 years later. So yeah, oh, it's heartbreaking. How do the kids feel about doing the videos? Because like, your boys are well used to going to red carpets and doing things like that, but I don't think I'd ever seen pictures of the other boys' kids before.
No, I mean, some of them have been at different things over the years, and it's a fine line how you play that, because it's a bit, you know, it's a Westlife video. I mean, you know, it's got a million views plus in the space of, you know, 5 days or something crazy. But it's such a special song, and you look back on them in years to come and you go, that was a great moment. You know, we shot a video many moons ago called Us Against the World when Rocco and Jay were about maybe a year old, and that was special now to look back on. So this one, you know, has all the Westlife kids, 10 of them in there, from brand new out of the wrapper Layla, who's only weeks old, right up to the co-host Shane's eldest, who's in second year.
It appears that you have to have 3 kids to be in Westlife, so Mark better get cracking again. I know he only has a baby that's not even a month old, but you need to have 3, don't you, to be in the group?
That's it. And if anyone has 4, they have to leave the group. That's the way it works. That's the contract.
All right, so that's what you're telling Georgina, is it? I can't have another because I'll be thrown out of the group.
That's it.
Get the kids to say hello there in the background.
Yeah, do you want to say hello?
Hi! Oh, gas. Did the kids enjoy being on? Was that the first time kind of being on the set of a music video, or have they done it loads of times before?
Well, like I said, Rocco and Jay were when they were babies. Obviously, no memory of that. Nicole was in that video as well. The rest of them weren't born at that point. So now Rocco and Jay and our 12 and a half daughters, they were a little bit more, Rocco and Jay were a little bit more, you know, embarrassed or too school for school, because Rocco actually missed a football game that morning because he had to come and be in the Westlife video. So he won't thank me. He didn't thank me on the day.
I've actually seen him playing football before a few years ago, because my nephew would be the same age as him and they'd be playing against each other. Was it Home Farm or something he was playing for, or maybe one of them at one point?
Back when he was a young
Yeah, a few years ago.
And now he's at St. Kevin's.
St. Kevin's, exactly, yeah. And all the mans were like, look, there's one of the Byrne children. It's funny though, isn't it? Like, when you're in a group like Westlife and you're very well known for being on the telly and the radio, even though we're not going to plug that one for you because we're a different radio station. But it's funny that people don't think about the other side of your life, the fact that you've a family and you're doing normal things like going to football practice and everything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I sit here now, we're just on our way back from the doctor to the kids. One, you know, kind of this time of year, doctor visits. Oh, well, nothing serious, thankfully. But yeah, they're the realities of life. You know, you wake up and you're going, right, you know, they're off school, they can't break. What do you do with them for the week?
I know. What do you do? Oh, it's impossible, isn't it?
Reality. Yeah, you got to work for a break. I always said that. But that's where we're trying to put as many tours in as we possibly can.
Yeah.
But what? They're ultimately good kids, and they enjoy the, I guess, the buzz of it all. I mean, they came up on stage in Croke Park for one of the nights. You know, they saw the big gig, the Manchester Arena, London's O2. And like they will again next year. We've obviously got some big dates for next year. We're doing Wembley Stadium, we're doing Park and Queen and Cork.
The first time in Cork, yeah.
They're big ones. We did Cork for the Marquee back in the day, but nothing like this. I mean, this is something special to be able to do 2 nights in a big stadium in Cork. It's going to be fantastic.
Nikki, will you hang on there? I hope that your phone reception gets a bit better, because I've got lots more to chat to you about. We're going to take a song and then come back to Nikki Byrne from Westlife. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.